Now, the White House has officially refused to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. And news just breaking, former Vice President Joe Biden, for the first time, has called for President Trump's impeachment. Well, to tell us more about that breaking news, who else but Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. Simon.
Ian, he's done it. Finally, Joe Biden, the almost front runner in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, after absorbing 2 weeks of bludgeoning at the hands of President Donald Trump, who continues to this day to make unsubstantiated accusations about the former vice president's corruption in Ukraine, the former vice president's son's corruption in China. Finally, addressing an audience today, Joe Biden said it's time for Donald Trump to be impeached.
He should be impeached. That's not only because of what he's done. To answer whether he has committed acts of sufficient to warrant impeachment is obvious. We see it in Trump's own words. We see it in the text from State Department officials that have been made public. But we have to remember that impeachment isn't only about what the president's done. It's about the threat the president poses to the nation if allowed to remain in office.
Joe Biden essentially playing a game of catch-up there with some of the other Democrats who are challenging him for the party's presidential nomination. I say he's the almost front-runner because yesterday, for the first time, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, in the poll of polls, became officially the front-runner in the race for the Democratic Party's nomination. Let's see if she holds that position or this move by Joe Biden helps him turn things around. At the White House, an 8-page letter was sent by President Trump's chief legal counsel to Democrats last night, telling them that the president will not in any way cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. The letter called that investigation unconstitutional and illegitimate and aimed at overturning the result of the last presidential election back in 2016. It is worth noting, though, that in the event that President Trump is impeached and then convicted at trial in Senate, it will be his vice president, Mike Pence, who takes over, not Hillary Clinton. So in that sense, the outcome of the 2016 election is safe. From the White House, a new Donald Trump ad targeting Joe Biden. And I will warn you before I play it that the things this ad claims are facts are not all, in fact, facts.
Fact. Joe Biden pressured Ukraine to fire its prosecutor.
If the prosecutor's not fired.
The prosecutor said he was forced out for leading a corruption probe into Hunter Biden's company. Fact. Democrats want to impeach President Trump for discussing this investigation with Ukraine's president. Fact. Donald Trump won, but Democrats want to overturn the election. Don't let them.
As I say, not all the facts in there are real facts, but that is the scale of the allegations that President Trump continues to levy against Joe Biden, Ian, his possible challenger in the November 2020 presidential election, who now is already campaigning for Donald Trump to be impeached.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks reporting for us from Washington.